So this castle, Fareau here, it's all Isis everywhere. It's from the 14th century. Looks a lot older. I can't see very much. See, it's all here. I don't want to pay, you know, to get in and, you know, pay the aristocracy so they get even richer. They're the biggest mafia in the world is the aristocratic mafia. Yeah. And so Fareau, you see the Grail here, of course. And here's the same thing I saw in the Rothschild Castle. You know, they got the same things. How is this possible? You know, all these castles got the same things, you know. And it got these sixes in it as well. There's even a, you can even ring here. Hello, I'm here. This is probably Acacia, Freemason stuff. Nice little castle. So here you see the lion here, you know, symbol of the aristocracy. And this is probably like pissing outside, you know. So that means the lion is pissing, like a cat is pissing everywhere, you know, and marking its territory. They think about everything. They're just laughing in our faces. Look at this witch here. Oh man. So this is in Commorin in Burgundy. So here I'm in the castle. It's called Chateau Neuf, the new castle. Well, there's nothing much to see here. And it's from the 13th century. So the time of the Templars, actually. So the only thing I find interesting here, you see the witch here? No? On the other side, you got all the reptilians here. That's where they probably really come from. A bunch of reptilians they are. Like our politicians of today. And here, you can see the coat of arms with the Templar's V. There. Templar's V. On the downside, you got the number 3 for the compass. I already explained that to you. See my film, The Swiss Beast, Home of the Devil. On the other side, there's a number 4 for the square. Together, it makes 7, which is the number of the pyramid. And even the 4 is being divided into 2 and 2. So here you get to Skull and Bones, 3, 2, 2. You know, it's all, you know, the biggest mafia in the world is the aristocratic mafia anyway. And they rule the entire world. Ah. Must have been horrible times. And these horrible times are coming back, eh? Medieval times are coming back. And this is interesting, you can only see it when you're inside. Yeah, look. Look at these blokes here in black. Oh, they're horrible. They are the crying monks in black. Now, they say they're crying for their master here. But you see, it's also, there are 6 monks and 1 guy. So you also get the number 7, which is not a coincidence. Of course, they're not crying monks. It's a secret order. That's why they have here the square and compass. No, the checkerboard symbol of the configuration of the Freemasons. Look, he's holding it. And it would be interesting to go inside, but I don't want to, you know. Why pay more money to the aristocratic mafia? Well, no. Yeah. I can't really see if it's really focused, so I do a little bit like this here. And you got this is the secret order, eh? Probably already, Templars already. Yeah. Templars were here, there's no doubt. It would be interesting to see the flag, but well, it's not windy, it's warm, it's very hot. It would be interesting to, you know, where I saw the coat of arms, to count all the, it's probably 13 golden things like around it. So it's also 13th century. Lions, symbol of the aristocracy from Fareau. I just saw a Aspic viper, you know, passing between my feet. A little venomous snake. It's full of reptilians. Bloody pharaohs, they are reptilians. Now, the European witch hiding behind the door. What's she carrying? A little temple with the door knock is a sun hieroglyph. Here too, the sun hieroglyph. It's in an oval, like the Oval Office. Oh, what do you know? I say, you know, it doesn't look really friendly. Look at it. Oh, yeah. Doesn't look like a witch, eh? With a crown on it. There are two more. Lions and witches. There you see the third eye here. Right, where is it? Third eye. Now they're all bloody pharaohs. And they built this thing on a hill, you know, and then they dragged the women, European women, in here, made babies with them. So we don't recognize them anymore. It's all on a hill. It always is. Yeah, look at the lords here. All devils and shit, you know. The Grail, I mean, our blood is here. That's them. They rule the whole world. And so they dragged the women up here. And so we couldn't recognize them anymore, you know, after three generations or something. And this is how they took over, from the inside. Very smart. So this is one of their strongholds, like, as to say, as there are many. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's us, the sheeple, down at the lower side. And that's them, our masters, up. And this is, oh, the crescent moon. Oh, there you go. And it's octagon. And the crescent moon, it means we act in the dark, you know, where the moon is. You remember the three crescent moons I filmed in the Rothschild Castle? Well, that was the symbol of the Ottoman Empire, of Osman the Magnificent. A nice Bosnian guy told me that, he left down the comments. So this is why they dragged all the women inside, eh? And then mixed. You know, it's always the same. This I already showed you in that plastic cake form. Down here is us, which is the square. Here's the octagon, their army, who defend them, the hexagon, from them, us. And the hexagon is it's not the Jew star of David. Well, David was a king. It's actually called the Seal of Solomon. He was a king and a pharaoh. It has nothing to do with the Jews, nothing. So you can see it's all on a hill. This is where they drag the women and, you know, mix with them. It's all on a hill. So pharaohs, me, and again me. So this is where our pharaohs, just on top of the castle here, where they used to hang the people. Yeah, the new castle, Neuchâtel. In Burgundy. It's a little bit left of, I'll show you on the map later on. Yeah, you know, they're having some wine, you know, let's hang the people. And they used to play dice, you know. You're hanged, you're not hanged, you know, and just have some fun with it. Yeah. As well as Auschwitz, you know, the same thing. Just have some fun, like, you know, like a reptilian playing with his victim, or a lion, a cat. There are the lions here. How they play how the cat plays with the mice. Yeah, we are the mice, you know. Look at humanity. They are the sheeple. So on top of the castle here, it's a chapel here in the middle of the forest. They say they put the leopards here, but it might as well be the Templars here. But I don't see any things, because they're always putting chapels, you know, and next to the castle, so they, like the Muslims do in their mosques, you know, in their mosques, which are in fact military strongholds. It's the old Templar's technique. I mean, for a leopard, you know, it's I think it's too much of a hassle, too much construction, too much energy invested, you know, in somebody who's going to die anyway. So to my concern, this is typical Templars. I mean, look at the boughs here, and in the middle of the forest, in the middle of nowhere. It's like, I mean, why do this, you know? For a leopard, you might as well put him on the ground and have him, let him die. No. So here's another cave here. You see, there's a wall going all around here. And I don't think they did so much effort, you know, for a leopard. Just go die. You don't, you know, serve anymore. This is something else. No. Probably Templar stuff. Hiding here, next to the castle, so they could infiltrate. Maybe they had a brothel here, you know, raping women here. So the other ones already inside the castle, they didn't hear it. Or maybe raping children, do their black magic. Something like this. For a leopard, you know, they even kill for completely healthy people. They don't care about it. No, leopards, definitely no. It's quite big. So this probably, maybe this is their first settlement, you know, before they built the castle. Might be this. Leopards? No. So, pharaohs, you know the story. So there it is, Chateau Neuf, and here's the other one, Comarin. Ka-mer-on. Oh, there it is, Comarin. It means Ka, the soul, Mer, the pyramid, on Osiris. So that means the soul of Osiris is in the pyramid. Chateau Neuf, it's probably related with the New World Order. This is, you know, this, so it means the new castle, meaning we are already helping you guys with the New World Order. So here's Beaune, where the Templars thing was, and there's Dijon, the big lot there. So it's where it's situated. Oh. Bloody pharaohs. So this is a 12th century castle, Chauteney. I don't know what it looks on the... So, still in Burgundy, another castle that's full of bloody pharaohs raping our women. So they ruled the entire world. They're always on a hill, you know, bring the women there and mix first. And then they attack the rest of the world, yeah. Always on a hill. That's why the obelisk is the one of their symbols, you know, with which it's a phallic symbol with which they rape our women and mix. So, we don't recognize them anymore. And the women, the European witches, they definitely have an alliance with them. So here it says, Chauteney-le-Château. Yeah. Well, it's always the same, eh? Probably pharaonic as well. It's really a very dark castle. Very dark. Looks like a Nazi castle. I've seen, you know, Nazi castles like this, eh? So here's the castle, Neuchâtel. Chateau Neuf, yeah. New World Order, the new castle, it says, from a distance. So here, another nice lake next to the Comarin castle, Comarin. It says, the Lake of the Panther. And, so look at that, beautiful. I don't know how many lakes I've seen in this country, man. There's so many. There's not many people, it's in the middle of the summer. Yeah, so